Well, to start this thing off, of course, we're thrilled that we won the game, but I have no injuries to report of note, which is rare in a physical game like that. I just got done with the players, and I asked them to recognize the fact that this was a good opportunity to go out and try to beat a good football team on the road. It was a great opportunity to try to put two wins together. And then I asked them to just let it all go. Release it all and just let it all go and play hard. And we got a lot of exhausted guys in there that did that. Once again, I think it's a team victory. We can talk about some of the specifics, but we found a way to get ahead. And at the end of the game there, Sheldon Brown, they're moving the ball on us. Sheldon picks the ball off, and then we find a way. I think we manufactured a 94-yard drive to make the game two scores, which was huge. And so that goes into that category of a young team learning how to finish. And so I'm happy for our guys from that standpoint. So there was a lot of guys that stood out. I've talked to you before. I thought Hardesty came in and gave us some more quality reps. Trent pounded it out. Brandon battled. You know, he got banged around a little bit. There was a time in there when they started to come after us. And then I thought our receivers, you know, I'm looking down here. I might miss one, but I think we threw the ball to eight or nine guys. And so that was all good. Defensively, I thought we were opportunistic. We gave up one big play. You know, we were in, you know, it's a traditional NFL route, sluggo seam, and Buster was in good coverage, and they made a great throw and an even better catch, and they popped one on us, and that's a credit to them. But otherwise, I'm happy for our guys. They fought hard, and we found a way to win, and that's the story. Now we'll get on the plane and go home and get ready for the next one. That's just the reality of it. So I'll take your questions. Yeah, I think you guys asked me more questions about the 12-game losing streak than my focus was for us to come and win a game on the road, in this case a division game, and so I think, or a conference game. So I think that's what's most important. You don't want streaks like that. And let's face it, over the last few years, we haven't done a great job of winning games. And so as we take this journey with this young football team, they're starting to learn. Yeah, I mean, 94-yard drive, those are hard to manufacture early in the game. And there were some guys that made some key plays. We were throwing it. We were running it. We converted a couple third downs in that drive. And so that was a credit to the players involved. Yeah, well, you battle through games. I don't know. You know, there's adversity throughout the game for all players. You know, the first interception, of course, he threw the ball high, and that's not good. The second interception, we threw another go ball. We tried to repeat what we did with Josh, and he got a little bit of pressure, which caused the ball to come out not exactly right. We had a hat on everybody, but there's just a little bit of push there, but. We got to make those. We got to make those, and we didn't. Go ahead.
Were you what were your feelings about the way the weather settled? I mean, there was so much, you know, anticipation. Were you relieved? Were you happy?
Well, you know, I thought early in the week, Betsy Kling communicates with my wife, and they were emailing back and forth, and she kind of gives us updates and all that. It's kind of a fun thing that she does, and she said there's a chance it could clear up by game time. And then we just look at the weather like everybody else, and lo and behold, it did. When I woke up this morning over on the other side of the bay, I was wondering. I thought we were going to build an ark, you know, instead of play a game. It was raining, but it did clear up. And the field conditions actually were pretty good. There was some soggy areas, but for the most part, that had no effect on the game. I had every intention to go for it, and you know, in that situation, when it's inches, I thought we had made it on the first But it's one of those, well, you can challenge it. Well, I've been there before, you know, where, so use the timeout, discussed it, we changed the formation and snuck it again. So
you were going to, basically you were thinking,
I was going for it. I was going for it. But I, you know, I think you make it on sneaks, you know. Yeah, I thought Sheldon challenged, and that interception, of course, was huge. And you know, it's not easy to play corner in this league. Gosh darn it! I'm sorry. We owe somebody a new. It's not easy to play corner, and Sheldon battled, and had a pause. I'm sorry about that, Billis. Put it on my tab. No, it's not easy to play corner, and I think. You know, he had a good day. He battled.
Ben, Jordan Cameron on that drive.
Showed up, yeah. Made a couple of catches, actually. Yeah, he caught the ball well and then broke a tackle and got yardage down the sideline. That was one play. I don't know what it appeared to me like he was in bounds. But, you know, they ruled him out. That would have even whittled away some more time. He was making an effort to stay in bounds. I think when we see the tape – but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Josh Gordon, you know, he caught the ball well. You know, we think it's a smart thing to throw him the football, you know, and we'll continue to do that. And I think he had over 100 yards and a touchdown. And he's a very talented young man that's making steady progress. Well, I think you evaluate quarterbacks based on winning. And in the last 7 weeks, we're 4-3, you know. And I think that's part of the measure of a quarterback, you know. And I think that's part of it. You can look at the statistics. You can look at all that craziness. But at the end of the day, you want a quarterback that can help lead your team to victories. And that's where I see the improvement, where it didn't happen early in the year. No, he battled through, you know, and he took some licks, which I think most quarterbacks do throughout the game. But, yeah, I mean, I got no problem with his toughness, you know. I mean, I've never had any problem with his toughness, you know. But as a coach that watches him play, you know, you ride with the good and the bad sometimes. And that's just part of a young guy learning. But yet, he made improvements, did a good job. Yeah, you know what? That wasn't our best effort, I don't think. You know, I think there was a little bit of pressure. That was one of those sloppy areas on the field, and I don't know if we got dug in, but there was a little bit of heat. In my understanding, I haven't seen it yet, but I think the ball got tipped, which, of course, deflected it. And so we need to do a better job. We obviously got to be firmer inside, but I think the turf there contributed to it. I don't think it was the best snap in the world, but I think the ball got down, so... We just didn't do a very good job there.
Yeah.
Sure. And they all went through my mind. Just like if you don't score a touchdown there, it's six. You know, so, you know, but to our guys' credit, they went out and did what we had to do. And, you know, we're at getting near the end there, and Trent just kept looking over at me like, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me, you know. And, you know, I think he did a good job with it. Pardon? Yeah. Well, we were also in what we call four-minute mode, so we wanted to run the football. Of course you want to score there, but you want to run the football and try to strip them of their timeouts as well. So that was in our four-minute offense, and it ultimately was a huge contributor to the victory. No, it was terrific, you know, and I think Greg does that throughout. You know, let's not look. You know, Greg had some production. He had 4 for 48, but Greg is a tough guy, and Greg loves to play the game, and those are the kind of things he can do, and now he's making progress as well.